97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, tonight, a second person is in jail for the kidnapping and murder of a drowned man, and a Venezuelan gang may be behind the disturbing crime.
Now, lawmakers are calling on the White House to help stop this criminal organization.
How about that? That was from the NBC affiliate down in Miami, Florida. So if you've watched that viral video from the Venezuelan gang, I don't know, kind of taking over an apartment building. Where was that? It was in Oklahoma.
I thought that was Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, it was Colorado. Yeah. You're right. I don't know why I thought Oklahoma. And if you thought it was just there, it's elsewhere. Who knows where all they are? And they're out of some prison in Venezuela, apparently, former prisoners down there. Wait a minute. Was it Donald Trump who said they're sending us their I think it was.
Hmm.
Is there any chance he was onto something? I'm just asking for a friend. I don't know. I just have to feel myself have to ask that question. But we do have a guest right now who can maybe address some of this. John Fabricatori is our guest. He's a retired ICE field office director, among other things, and a veteran himself. How are you, my friend? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah. So what do we know about, what is it, Tren de Aragua? Have I pronounced that correctly?
Yeah, you definitely did. So Tren de Aragua, some people call them TDA or El Tren. Look, they were born in the prison systems in Venezuela, Tocaron prison. They've got about 5,000 members. They're into extortion, kidnapping, trafficking, prostitution. You name it, this gang does it, and they're highly violent. I live in Aurora, Colorado. I was actually at those apartment complexes where you guys saw those videos. Look, this is happening. It's happening across the U.S., and law enforcement needs to put their foot down now to make sure that this gang doesn't get a bigger foothold than they already have.
Well, yeah, I wondered about that. I mean, I know that they've called for the White House to take more action on this. I mean, whose responsibility is it? Do they send the FBI in on this? I mean, this is beyond just an ICE issue right now, right?
Absolutely. So look, this needs to be a big force. Law enforcement really needs to look at it. You need federal partners, local, city, state. Everyone needs to come on board and suppress this gang right away. We cannot allow this gang to continue to grow in the U.S. and do what they're doing. Here in Denver, I mean, they attacked a jewelry store and beat up multiple women inside the jewelry store. Well, they're a violent gang, and they need to be eradicated.
The crime is so bad right now across the country. You have to imagine a lot of these departments don't even have the resources to try to tackle this issue. When you have gang members
right.
Going around to apartment doors and busting in Aurora, Colorado, where you said you live.
Yeah, and I've talked to a lot of different police departments. Look, everyone's down. Every police department that I've talked to is down in numbers. Here in Aurora, Colorado, I think they're down about 200 officers.
Wow.
It's, we're at a situation now where the police can't keep up. And when you have a gang like this that knows that, they look for those areas. They look for sanctuary states. They look for areas where the cops are low. And this is what they do.
Well, John, if I can ask, how far removed are you from your work with ICE?
So I retired 2 years ago, but I started a consulting firm and have been following this gang for about the last 2 years. I've been down to the border 7 times since I retired. So I stay pretty active and watching these trends.
So this week you might have been watching a debate where one of the candidates said the southern border is secure. What's your take on that?
It's not. It's definitely not. Look, the border's not secure. Like I said, I've been down there multiple times since I retired. I went down to Lukeville, Arizona about 8 months ago, walked into the desert in Oregon Pipe National Monument, walked into 135 Africans that had just crossed, that the cartel had cut the fence line and let them through. So, no, we don't have we have a highly porous border. And the only one that can shut it down is Donald Trump.
Well, I would agree with that. And, the other problem, we were just talking about it the other day. Kim covered a story here about fentanyl and the deaths that are related to fentanyl. And the cartels take such advantage of that. I mean, if you can get human beings across, you can certainly get drug mules across, right? Carrying Lord knows what. And this stuff gets right up a pipeline, right up into the middle of the United States to your kid's school.
Yeah, it's very easy for them to put a backpack on one person and have them come across with fentanyl. You don't need truckloads of fentanyl to kill people. You need about a backpack full, 40 pounds of fentanyl powder in a backpack will cause massive destruction in a community.
Well, it's sad, and I don't know how quickly they can get this thing under control. Have you heard, and maybe there's new news on this, has there been any movement by, like, the DOJ? Have they appointed specific? I know some governors have taken some action, I believe, maybe in Florida. But has the federal government moved against this gang?
You know, I just saw an announcement that came out from the DEA that the DEA is, definitely tracking this gang. They're following some stuff that they're doing. They're looking to expand upon that with local law enforcement and make some cases. But it needs to be bigger, like what you're saying. It needs to be the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, ICE, local and state law enforcement. Everyone needs to get together. You know, put everyone's hands in the mix and then take this gang out.
Wow. John Fabricator, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Absolutely. Yeah.